All right. Welcome to another deep dive, everyone. Today, we're going to be exploring something that's pretty fundamental to chemistry, and that is solutions. More specifically, we're going to be focusing on this idea of solubility.
Solubility, yes. And, you know, it might sound kind of, you know, like a very technical term, but it's actually something that we see every single day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, before we even jump into the nitty-gritty, I kind of want to, you know, prime our brains a little bit. You know, think about opening up a can of soda. You get that nice fizz, right?
That's right.
That is all thanks to solubility. Or, you know, those beautiful rock candy crystals. How do those things form?
Yeah, it's really pretty amazing.
Solubility is the key. So we're going to be taking a look at chapter 14 from your chemistry notes. And we're going to break down, you know, what exactly is solubility? How does it work? And what are some of the, I guess, kind of cool and interesting real world applications of it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's going to be a really fun exploration. So let's dive right in, shall we?
Let's do it to it. So starting off, let's break down this term. You know, what exactly is solubility?
So solubility is essentially the maximum amount of a substance, which we call the solute, that can dissolve in a liquid, which we call the solvent. And this is all happening at a specific temperature, which is important. So think about it like you're making a cup of tea, right?
Okay.
You add sugar to your tea. So in that case, the sugar would be your solid.
Okay.
The tea, the liquid itself, would be your solvent.
Okay, that makes sense. So is the solubility then like how much sugar I can add to the tea before, like, it stops dissolving?
Exactly, yeah. It's that maximum amount. So if you keep adding sugar to your tea, you're going to reach a point where no matter how much you stir, it's not going to dissolve anymore.
Got it. So, like, there's a limit. It can't just, you can't just infinitely add more sugar. There's like a point where it just says, nope, I'm done.
Exactly. And that point is what we call the saturation point.
Okay, that makes sense. And speaking of saturation, the notes talk about these three types of solutions. You got your unsaturated, your saturated, and then your supersaturated. What's the difference?
Right. So it's you know, it's kind of like Goldilocks and the three bears of chemistry. You know, you have the unsaturated solution that's like the porridge that's too cold. You can still add more solute to it. And it will dissolve. Then you have the saturated solution. That's like the porridge that's just right. It's holding the maximum amount of solute that it can at that temperature. And then you have the supersaturated solution. That's the porridge that's too hot. And it's actually holding more solute than it technically should be able to at that temperature.
Okay, wait, hold on. How is it possible to have more than like the maximum? Like, how do you get supersaturated?
So it's a bit of a trick. You can create a super saturated solution by first heating up the solvent. When you heat it up, you increase the solubility so you can dissolve more solute in it. Then very, very carefully, you cool that solution down. And if you do it slowly enough, sometimes that excess solute will stay dissolved, even though it technically shouldn't be able to at that lower temperature.
So it's like tricking it, like, hey, I'm still hot, so you can stay dissolved.
Exactly. It's kind of a delicate balancing act, though, because any little disturbance, you know, like a sudden movement or even just a little speck of dust, can cause all of that excess solute to suddenly crystallize out of the solution.
Oh, that's so cool. And this is actually how rock candy is made, right?
Exactly. So you dissolve a ton of sugar in hot water, and then you let it cool slowly. And as the solution cools down, it becomes super saturated. The excess sugar has nowhere to go, so it starts to form those beautiful crystals on a string or a stick or whatever you're using to grow your rock candy.
That's awesome. So essentially, making rock candy at home is like a mini chemistry lab experiment. That just blew my mind.
It really is. And this same principle, this idea of manipulating solubility by controlling the temperature, is actually used in labs and in industries all the time to purify substances.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Now let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about Henry's Law. You know, we talked about soda earlier, that fizz, all those bubbles.
Yeah, yeah.
The notes say that has to do with pressure. What's going on there?
So Henry's law basically states that the solubility of a gas in a liquid is directly proportional to the pressure of that gas above the liquid. So before you open a can of soda, it's under high pressure,
right,
which forces more carbon dioxide, which is the gas that gives you the fizz, to dissolve in the liquid. But when you open the can, You release that pressure.
Yeah.
And suddenly the solubility of the carbon dioxide drops dramatically and it escapes as all those bubbles.
So it's like the CO2 is like, oh, freedom. And then it just like explodes out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And this doesn't just apply to soda. Think about scuba divers.
Right. The notes mention that.
Yeah. As they descend deeper underwater, the pressure increases and more nitrogen, which is another gas that's in the air we breathe, dissolves in their blood. But if they come back up to the surface too quickly, that pressure decreases too rapidly and the nitrogen comes out of solution too quickly, forming bubbles in their bloodstream. And this can lead to a very serious and painful condition called decompression sickness, also known as the bends.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that sounds pretty scary. So I guess it's really important for divers to like come up slowly to avoid that, huh?
Absolutely. They have to make very specific stops along the way up to allow that nitrogen to gradually come out of solution and avoid any problems.
Wow. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today. From the basic definition of solubility, those three types of solutions, unsaturated, saturated, and supersaturated, and then this whole concept of Henry's Law and how pressure affects solubility.
It's amazing how something that seems so simple, you know, like how much of something dissolves in a liquid can have such a wide range of applications.
It really is. And it's everywhere. It's in our everyday lives. It's in the lab. It's, you know, deep under the sea. It's amazing. So before we wrap up, any final thoughts for our listeners?
You know, just something to think about. If we can use temperature to control solubility, right?
Right.
We can use that to purify substances or even create these incredible rock candy crystals. What other possibilities are out there? Could we use solubility to create entirely new materials? Mm-hmm. Could we use it to address environmental challenges? You know, there's so much potential here.
That is a really great thought to ponder.
Oh.
And with that, thank you all so much for joining us on this deep dive into the fascinating world of solubility.
Thank you.
Until next time, keep those brains bubbling.
Exactly. Keep them bubbling.